Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727. This is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin, our MVP. Lana is back.
No, Kevin's back.
That's our MVP.
I thought Lana was the MVP.
No.
Oh, it's
we realized yesterday very quickly.
It's whoever's off and then comes back.
Lana actually said that because she's like, man, there's so many things that Kevin does. We were running around like chickens with our head cut off. So
yeah, I missed what you yesterday. Every day,
okay, good. Well, I'm back, Lana. I'm here.
Thank you. So how's the roof? Did you get the roof on?
Well, it rained a couple of times yesterday, so they're coming back to finish it up this morning. So yeah.
There's a couple things. It hadn't
rained in a month. It rains twice in a day.
Yeah, it was so
weird. It was pouring this morning at my house when I left. I was like, of course. Of all times.
Sounds like we got a new segment on our show called Kevin Drama.
Oh, man, my God. I don't have much.
No, I'm telling you right now, coming up this morning at like 8:40, we'll do it at 8:40, is a great story about what's going on with this roof thing, Lana.
Oh, there's more.
There's more.
Okay.
So, and we'll just leave it at that, okay?
Okay.
It's fantastic. Also, Scotty McCreery on the show today. We have a little prank to play on him. We'll just say it has to do with Tom Brady.
Okay.
8:20, that's happening.
That'll be fun.
Also going to tell you how to win a PS5 at 7:55. If you don't know yet, we will tell you at 7:55 how to win that PS5. Yeah, we're just throwing fives everywhere.
Right. And don't forget, because we've got five songs you're listening for, so make sure you're listening for those five songs. It'll start at 9.
Okay, and if you're like, what does that mean? Again, we'll explain it at 7:55 how it all works. All right? Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And we're going to send you to Moe's Southwest Grill, but you got to tell us, who is this Secret Celebrity?
All right, we're going to play a little bit of his song. You got to tell us.
Calling you baby, baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm going to be the first one calling him crazy.
So now this is going to be a little bit tougher because he's a newer artist.
Mm-hmm.
He is somebody who's all about almost maybes, like things that might have happened that didn't quite happen, but turned out to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't really like to dance like at a bar or a restaurant.
Hall.
Yeah, he mostly likes to dance in a parking lot.
Ooh, yes. Which can get awkward.
Yeah, he just pulls over parking lots.
But that's the beautiful thing about Walmart. You can camp there.
Yeah.
You can dance there. You can do all kinds of fun stuff.
And this guy is very well known for his big beard that he has, but recently kind of shaved it a little bit.
Did he
shave the whole thing off?
I don't think the whole thing's off. It's pretty trimmed.
But it used to be a pretty big beard.
Duck Dynasty. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of a little bit different.
Right.
All right. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Who is our secret celebrity? All right. Don and Lutz right now playing secret celebrity. Don, who is our secret celebrity?
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm going to be the first one.
This is Jordan Davis.
Well done, Don. Nicely done, my friend.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I saw him open for Lee Brace over in Crystal River about three years ago.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Well, today is his 33rd birthday, and that is one of the reasons why we picked Jordan Davis today. So congratulations. You're going to Moe's Southwest Grill.
Sweet.
All right, man. Hang on for me. We'll get you hooked up, okay?
Thank you.
All celebrating a birthday today, Thomas Rhett is 31, and Justin Moore celebrates his 37th birthday today.
All right, so Justin Moore is the only one that's older than me. Apparently, I need to get my life together because, good Lord, Thomas Rhett and Jordan Davis absolutely killing it, as well as Justin Moore. All right, so we have our QYK Family Matters coming up, but right now it is Jordan Davis singles you up on 99.5 QYK.
Help, I need somebody. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone.
Help. All right, we're trying to help somebody out today on the QYK Family Matters. We get a letter from somebody. We read it on the air. QYK Family, we're looking for your help on this. All right, Lana, who has written in today?
Kelly, and she lives in Sarasota. She says, my husband and I are on opposite ends about our daughter going to prom. After the year she has had, she deserves it, and my husband still says no. I don't really understand, since they are in the classroom already. Our kids are very lucky they get to have a prom this year in Sarasota. We've discussed this many times, and he said that 17 and 18 year olds are not going to be social distanced, and they really can't be responsible. She's like, which side are parents on with prom this year? Are you letting your kids attend prom?
Well, it was a story because Sarasota actually announced that they are going to have a prom, but they said it's going to be social distance, not going to be dancing and all that. But, I mean, when he says that 17 and 18-year-olds are probably not going to be respecting all those guidelines, I can kind of see that. But also, the administration is going to be there as well. I don't know. I mean, Kevin, you have a daughter.
Yep.
Where would you be, like, as far... I mean, would you have your concerns?
Of course you'd have concerns, but ultimately, I think I would allow her to go, just personally, but just because they've been in school, it's kind of that to that point, but yeah, it would definitely be... Because they're 18-year-olds, they're not going to social distance. Right. I mean, let's face it. It's not happening. But I probably would, because I want her to have that experience.
And if you didn't let her go, it probably would have nothing to do with COVID. It'd be like, hey, I don't want any guy coming to my house picking up my daughter.
That is correct. Absolutely.
All right. I want to know what parents think. I really do, because I think this is a hot topic. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Where are you guys at on this? Just the way on 995 QYK. All right. So we're doing our QYK Family Matters, QYKFamilyMatters@gmail.com. You can always write us in. But we got a letter, and I think it's a topic that a lot of people were thinking about.
Right. This woman, Kelly, her daughter is invited to prom. She's one of the schools that are having prom this year. And she's all excited. She's a senior. Her husband is saying absolutely not. They're not going. 17 and 18-year-olds cannot be responsible. They can't be trusted. They're not going to social distance. And he does not want the daughter to go. The mom is saying, you know, come on. It's her senior year. She should be able to go. And they're kind of arguing about that. And she just kind of wants to know, what side are parents on with your kids going to prom this year?
Yeah, and when they say not trusted and all that, just that's as far as like the protocols go. Can't trust them to follow all the protocols that they put
right.
in place.
That's you know? What, yeah, of course.
All right, so I want to get your reactions right now. We got Hunter who's on his way down to Naples right now. Hunter, what do you think?
Yeah, man. I don't have any kids, but I will just say, though, for all the parents out there, think about what the psychological negative effects it has had on these kids over the past year. I mean, we've been in this a year now, but think about the effects it has on them negatively.
Well, taking sports away, a lot of your events, especially if you're like a senior in high school, graduations have been canceled.
They had nothing this year. Their senior years have been awful.
I know it. I know it has. Like I said, and they can never get this back. This is a one-time shot. They will never get this again.
Right. So if you're a parent, you're saying, Hunter, you would say, even though there are some risks, you'd be okay with your daughter or son going to prom.
Absolutely. I mean, they're almost 18 years old. They're almost adults anyways. They're going to be making their own decisions as adults very shortly. So.
Exactly, Hunter.
It's a great point. It's a great point, Hunter. All right, brother. I appreciate you calling. You have a safe drive to Naples, okay?
Thanks so much. Thanks for bringing the point up.
You got it, man.
Take care, y'all.
You know, Hunter's got a great point because it has been a horrible time to be missing. I mean, I think back to even senior year and go, of high school and go, man, there were so many cool events, so many memories that I remember today that bring happiness to me.
Sure.
And, you know, especially with sports, you know, being so into baseball and all that. I wouldn't have even had a chance to play at the next level in college if it wasn't for my senior year. That was like the best year I ever played.
Oh, yeah. A lot of students are going through that right now.
You know, and having those prom photos and all that. I mean, that's just tough. But at the same time, you know, if you're a parent that really worries about that, or if you have a kid that may be high risk with something like this, what do you do? I mean, you're going to feel horrible either way, right?
I know, but then you look around and Busch Gardens is open and they're having, you know, festivals and this is happening. You look around the city and all these other things are happening and people are able to semi-live normally again, but yet I can't go to prom.
I would say this. It would be easier for me to tell my kid you can't go to Busch Gardens than tell my kid you can't go to prom because it's so personal to them. And it's such a big thing with all of their friends. It'd be easier for me to say, hey, you're not going to Busch Gardens, but you can go to prom.
Right.
In my opinion. I don't know.
No, I see what you're saying. But you just got to put faith and trust in the school that they're going to keep the kids as safe as they can.
Well, there you go. That is our QYK Family Matters right there. Appreciate the calls. And yes, so good luck to that. And if you are going to prom, please be safe. All right. Coming up 7:05, we will have your car line fun fact. And then Scotty McCreary on the show as well at 8:20.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If you're sitting in that car line right now with the kids or on your way to work, and a little fun fact for you to chew on today. Here we go, Lana. Most lipstick contains fish scales. Did you know that?
That's why I don't wear lipstick. Seriously.
Fish scales are in there.
Yeah, why would you need fish scales in lipstick?
I don't make it. I don't know.
I mean, who thought maybe of why that Bumblebee, idea?
Maybe why Bumblebee Tuna is coming out with their own lipstick. I don't know if you knew that yet. Also, like fingerprints, everyone's tongue print is different.
Tongue print?
Yes, and we're going to test this right now. I'd like you to lick the window right there, Lana, if you could, just so we can see the... No, I'm kidding.
Hold on, let me put some lipstick on my tongue and I'll do it.
Why don't you kiss the window with your lipstick and then lick it and we can see if it's really true. I'm just messing with
you. You go first.
Yeah, right. All right, so that is your car line fun fact right there. Which one do you like better?
Well, I just don't understand where somebody would be like, hey, here's some fish scales. Let's put those in lipstick. I mean, who comes up with this stuff?
I don't know. Is that? Oh, my gosh. Lana, are you wearing that new halibut? That lipstick is beautiful.
This is the salmon color one.
All right, 6 minutes away from your 7:15 second date update. Here's Tennille Arms.
Time to find out what's happening in the world of dating with the second date update on 99.5 QIK.
All right, we got a new one for you, 7:15 second date update. We have April on the phone. I'm reading this email from April. April apparently met this guy Greg on Match.com. They've gone out. She has not heard back from him since. Good morning, April. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, listen, I know you sound kind of down. We're going to see if we can help you out. Tell us about this guy Greg.
So, yeah, we met on Match.com, had a lot in common. We set up a date. We actually went to Whiskey Joe's right on the water. Beautiful night, nice breeze, good drinks. It was super, super romantic. We talked a lot. You know, there was never that awkward silence. It was just we talked, you know, good food, great drinks. It was just a fantastic night. And I thought things went well. We actually met each other there. So, you know, we said goodnight, drove home separately. I texted him when I got home saying I made it home. He texted back. And I just basically left it at, you know, had a great time, can't wait to hear back from you. And that was it. I just haven't heard from him. I reached out to him a couple times via text, and I haven't heard anything.
Now, we do these every day, and, I mean, there's got to be something that happened. I mean, there's not anything that sticks out in your mind that would be like, oh, wow, you know, yeah, that's probably why he's not calling or texting.
No, not that I can think of. I tried replaying the date back in my head a few times, and, you know, I was telling one of my best friends about this, and she told me to call you guys. I've never done this before. I'm kind of embarrassed, but...
Well, we're glad you called us. We don't need to be embarrassed.
So I'm hoping we can just find out what happened, because I haven't heard from him.
All right, we're hoping, too. Let's do this. I'll put you on hold. We're going to try to call Greg, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, hang on. Well, April sounds super bummed right now because she has not heard back from her date, Greg. It sounded like they had a good time.
Well, yeah, they went to Whiskey Joe's, which is right on the water, beautiful place. But she said the food was good. They talked a lot. The date was good, but she can't figure out why. And I'm just trying to sit here and think in my head. I'm like, well, it's spring break right now. And I drove by Whiskey Joe's like 2 weeks ago and it was packed. I'm like, so maybe it was something to do with it just being so busy or something. I don't know.
All right.
But she said it was fun and they talked and got along really well. So
yeah, she's just kind of bummed out right now, so we're gonna try to call Greg and see if we can get her on the phone, get her some answers.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, is this Greg?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? This is JR and Lana and Kevin here at Tampa Bay's Morning Crew on 99.5 QYK.
Hey, radio station.
Yeah, it's us.
What can I do for you?
I know this is random, man. We wanted to call you, actually, to talk to you for a couple of minutes. We know you went on a date with a girl recently, and we wanted to see if we could talk to you about that date.
Okay.
Do you remember April?
Yeah, I remember April.
Well, that's a good start. I will just tell you what April said to us. She told us you guys met on Match.com. You guys went to Whiskey Joe's, had a great time there. And I guess she texted you when she got back home safe, and you did the same. And she was looking for another date. Like, hey, this is going to happen again. I feel like things went well. Nothing from you since. What's the deal, man?
Yeah. I don't think anything's going to happen again. Let me tell you why. April is one of the most negative people I've ever met, and just the entire night, every conversation we had, she had a negative spin on it, like every single time.
Well, like, what do you mean?
My parents were teachers growing up, so I'm telling her about my dad and my mom being teachers, and she goes, oh yeah, so they were teachers, that means you did have a lot of money growing up, right?
Ooh, what? My mom was a teacher, right? Jeez.
And, you know, I was like, well, my dad's a professor, but sure. I let that one slide, but then later on, we were talking, and I was like, you know, I was born and raised in California, and she goes, oh, yeah, well, that's all going to fall off into the ocean pretty soon. I mean, that whole area is sinking.
See, I'm from California,
I was born in California, yeah. Nothing has fallen off yet. We're all good.
I'm not too worried about it, you know. So I was just like, oh, wow, that's kind of jarring in the negative way of looking at things. I guess eventually, yeah, the sun's going to burn out, but no one talks about it. That's weird. So
yeah.
That kind of threw me for a loop, too. You know, it's just everything that I had to say, she just had a very negative spin on it.
Huh.
You know, it was, I couldn't get past it. Like, literally anything I can mention, she found, like, the negative part of it.
Well, I mean, I can see why you would have been kind of turned off by that then.
Well, yeah. I mean, given everything that's happened over the past year, it's like the last thing I want is more negative energy, more people who just look at things, like, from the worst perspective possible. You know, and then she started talking about COVID and how dangerous it is and how many people are dying. I'm just like, oh my gosh, can we like take a break from this and just have a civil conversation where like we talk about things that don't remind us of everything awful in the world, you know?
Did she ever talk about anything happy?
I tried.
Puppies.
Puppies, butterflies.
You know, like, oh yeah, well, butterfly won't live that long. You know, stuff like that, you know? I can't know that. Average lifespan is only 2 days or something crazy like that.
I want to let you know that we actually have April with us on the phone. I want to get her response on this.
Sorry, Greg.
Hope it's a positive one. April?
Yeah.
Did that sound like something you might say, or did you make those comments? Is that accurate? Or?
Oh, yeah, I did, but I didn't think that was an issue. I mean, I'm just speaking the facts of life. I thought we were just talking, not being negative. You can say it's being negative, but I'm just telling you facts. Those facts are facts.
I know facts are facts, but my parents live in California. You said they were poor, and then you said they're going to drown in the ocean.
Well, I mean, not my fault that your parents chose to be teachers. And
oh my gosh!
I mean,
oh my god, what?
I don't even think you know if he grew up poor or not, right? I mean, that didn't even probably come up, right?
You just assumed, first of all.
And by the way, who cares if your parents do something? Like, my mom was a teacher, okay? We didn't grow up with a ton of money, but we were fine. And that's a respectable job, obviously. We're very appreciative of our teachers. So, I mean, do you see how that'd be a very negative thing to say to someone whose parents are a teacher? April?
I mean, if you want to take it that way, right. But, I mean, I'm not the type of person to sugarcoat things. I'm going to tell you how it is.
Honestly, you're probably the biggest Debbie Downer I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's a really positive response. Thank you for that, Greg.
Now it's me, because I tried to gear the conversation towards something positive many times. And again, you found the worst possible outcome of whatever I said, no matter what.
Well, I thought we had a great time, but I guess we didn't.
No. I hope you don't go on many dates like that. If so, I don't know how you're getting called.
Well, I was going to ask you, is this a deal breaker for you then? I mean, are you not willing to go back out with April and maybe she, you know, switched it up a little bit? Would you be willing to go on?
No, I thought that she was going to apologize just now, but she just said, hey, that's the way it is. Those are the facts. So, no, I'm not going to subject myself to that.
All right. April, I'm sorry we don't have more positive news for you right now. But apparently it just wasn't vibing the way you thought it might have been vibing, and Greg's going to go a different direction here.
That's fine. If that's how it has to be, that's how it has to be.
Okay.
Just listen to your voice. Even the way you talk is just so... You're like Eeyore.
All right.
That's fine.
Let's not call each other Eeyore. And I just jump in here right now and say, Greg, thanks for coming on the phone with us. April, thanks for reaching out. I'm sorry it's not going to work out, guys. I wish you both luck.
Meditator.
Yeah. Eeyore.
Eeyore.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here, talking about the 715 second date update we just had between April and Greg. Basically, April was a Debbie Downer, big time.
Negative Nancy, basically. Yeah, she just every time they talked about something, Greg would explain that she would just go straight to the negative, mentioning, his parents were teachers, and she's like, oh, you guys probably didn't have a lot of money because teachers don't really make a whole lot of money. Mentioned he was from California. And she's like, oh, that place is going in the ocean. It's just like one of those things where it was a constant.
A lot of random assumptions for sure. All right, getting your responses right now. Lori, what are your thoughts on this?
My mom was a teacher. My dad was a dentist. So, yeah, I guess you could say I grew up wealthy. But seriously, like, this girl is like you said, a Debbie Downer. I mean, you don't say things like, well, California is going to fall into the ocean. How could that possibly be happening? I mean, I know that's what everybody says, whatever, but it's not physically possible.
Well, and she probably followed up with by saying the earth is flat, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, we're going to fall off the horizon.
Yeah, you know, I just think the whole negative vibe she had and some of the claims she was making were, like, so unjustified and so out of the blue.
Well, she didn't say sorry. You know, she could have said, well, you know what? I'm sorry I said all that stuff. Can we have another date? I mean, like you said, he shouldn't even apologize.
Right.
Well, we've all been around negative people, and what is the first thing you want to do? You want to get away from them.
You're right.
So.
All right, Lori, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Pam is in Brandon right now. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. I want to hear what you think.
You know, as soon as she started talking to you guys, I thought, wow, her voice is really like, she really sounds like Debbie Downer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought maybe she was really bummed about the date and everything. But everything that she said, you want to talk about a negative Nancy. Nobody wants to deal with that in this day and age and what's going on. I mean, let's have positivity and lightness, and it's a date. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah, we have enough, right? You're absolutely right. We have enough negativity in the world. How about mixing it up? You don't need more in your life.
Exactly. So feel bad for that guy, and so smart to say, hey, sorry, lady, but adios, amigos.
Right. All right, Pam, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Heather in Newport Richey. Hi, Heather.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great. What do you think?
This one kind of blew me away. I listen every morning. Most of them make me giggle. I'll be honest, this one didn't make me giggle so much. It made my heart beat fast. I got a little mad. April, honey, you got to get a grip. I mean, I'm stuttering here. It's so amazing. I mean, the negativity, the assumptions, set the negativity aside. April, teachers, you're just going to assume that teachers are poor. I feel like April doesn't live in the same world as the rest of us and maybe needs a smidge of a grip. I mean, I'm 37 years old, and I just flabbergasted. And Eeyore was the perfect name, because it is what was flashing through my brain when he said it. Greg, run, baby, run.
That's a weird thing to do. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, you know, the thing is, even if April called us to go on another date, so right. If she was so negative about him and his life and his childhood, why was she even calling us?
I don't think she realizes that she's that negative.
Yeah.
I think it's just the way she is sometimes.
Hi, I'm Earth. Have we met? You know what I'm saying? She just seemed like she was on a different planet when it came to that. All right. If you missed it, it'll be on our podcast and our Facebook and Instagram a little bit later. That's our 715 second date update. Let's talk about winning a PS5. We are going to talk about it next. I'm going to tell you how after this. We talked about it yesterday. We kicked it off. We did not get a winner yesterday for the PS5 in a row. 995 QYK. So you're hearing the Mission Impossible theme. Why might we be playing that, Kevin?
Because it's impossible to find a PS5 anywhere.
Now tell us, because you are the person that does play games on game consoles and whatnot. Why is the PS5 so superior to anything else besides it being new.
Well, yeah, the PlayStation, they have a lot of good exclusive games, a lot of good online gameplay for the games, too. So, you know, and it's the new, better graphics. It's, you know, it just everyone wants them. The problem is everyone's buying them up and then reselling them for this exorbitant amount of money, which I'm just not willing to pay for. So, right. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm going right now to look at it. Out of stock.
Out of stock.
Every day I look, and every day I look at multiple places that sell them. Like four or five, all of them don't have it. And they never, I've gotten in the queue three times. And by the time I got to the top of the line, it was already sold out.
But I mean, you got a refund this year on your taxes.
That's
got the stimulus check.
So
you're
because I'm not spending extra money on something
right.
that
you're not going to get had on this
for somebody who had a bot buy it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Gotcha.
And it's the resale. It's killing people.
I'm not willing to pay it.
Now,
it's not worth it yet. Now I will get it. And I can't wait to get it. Me and my son will have a lot of fun times playing with this.
Not yet. You're not playing double.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Lana, now where is it in stock at?
For me?
No.
It's in stock at here at our radio station.
There you go. Well,
right here.
I don't know.
Hey, well, it's in stock here.
Yes, we have them.
And it's called PS5 in a row. Here's what's going to happen. You got to listen for five songs in a row. It's going to happen between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. When you hear these songs in this exact order, that's when you want to call when you hear the last song in the order. Now, what are those songs? Well, the first one is Blake Shelton, Minimum Wage.
Girl, your love is money. Your love is money. Yeah, your love can make a man feel rich on minimum wage.
Okay. Blake Shelton, Minimum Wage. Second song would be Blake Shelton, Gunna.
The happy is.
Oh, excuse me. That is not Gunna.
That is not Gunna.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what Gunna sounds like right here. So Blake Shelton, Minimum Wage, Blake Shelton, Gunna, and then we're going to go to Kenny Chesney, Happy Does.
The happy is, as happy does. Grab a six string, find a rope swing, hang a palm tree in your truck.
All right, that's three right there.
Okay.
Then we go to Cole Swindell, Single Saturday Night.
In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that would be my last single Saturday night.
All right, so recapping, Blake Shelton, Minimum Wage, Blake Shelton, Gunna, Kenny Chesney, Happy Does, Cole Swindell, Single Saturday Night. Now, the fifth one.
Brett Eldridge.
Soon as you hear this, that's when you can start calling. After you've heard the other four in a row, you're going to hear Brett Eldridge, Good Day. Here's what that sounds like.
Hit the world, gonna keep on spinning. Let it keep spinning on my way. I got a feeling it's gonna be a good day.
All right.
So those five songs in a row, exactly that order, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. When you hear it, you want to be caller 99. Now, we usually do a caller 9, but it's going to be 99. Now, you're saying to yourself, man, that's crazy, 99. It actually gives you a better chance of winning.
It does.
So more people can get through.
Yes.
Therefore, 99, the 99th caller will get a PS5. That's what we're calling it, the PS5 Woo-hoo. In a row. It's going to be huge. Kevin, you cannot play. I'm sorry.
I really wish I could at this point, yeah. But well, I am envious of whoever wins this.
Well, one reason why is you work here. Second reason is you can see the music log. So you can't cheat on that one.
Darn it.
But now, if you're saying, like, I didn't get a chance to write all those down, Lana, we got them for people,
yes,
right?
Yes, at our website, 995QYK.com, on our social media platforms, you can find the list of songs right there.
All right, perfect. PS5 in a row between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. You can win a PS5.
Ooh,
I would love for you to win it. All right, coming up, 810 Music Minute.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute.
On 99.5 QYK.
I know a lot of us who are fans of Darius Rucker were also fans of Hootie and the Blowfish, so I thought I would kind of talk about this. It's a performance that will stream on SessionsLive.com next month. It's the final show on their 2019 group therapy tour in their hometown of Columbia, South Carolina. They said tickets are on sale for the broadcast that'll happen on Friday, April 23rd at 9 p.m. And tickets range from $15 to $250. Get a little VIP package that includes like an autographed tour pass, and you get to do a Q&A with Hootie and the Blowfish that night. All right, Brett Young, his latest number one lady, celebrates his one-year-old daughter, Presley, and his wife, Taylor.
It's been really special, I think, for both of us to be able to slowly watch Presley. She's starting to recognize my voice and my songs and that song specifically. Taylor's reaction was very sweet. It made her happy. She cried tears of joy, and you never want to make your wife cry, but if you're going to do it, you should do it that way.
Congratulations again to him. You know, all of his songs are so good, and I'm glad to see that he got another number one. Jason Aldean and Jimmy Allen are among the artists that'll perform duets with some American Idol contestants. Each artist will sing with two contestants separately, and the All-Star Duets show that'll air on April 4th, coming up on ABC. And Blake Shelton, he is going to release his first album in more than 3 years.
Very nice.
Yeah, he told us. He was like, no, I'm done. I'm not going to release any more albums. It's kind of not my thing. I'm just going to release singles. Well, that was a big fat lie, because coming up on May 21st, it's called Body Language.
Ooh.
It'll feature 12 different tracks, including his hit Minimum Wage and Happy Anywhere. And listen to this. He said, we've explored a bunch of new sounds while making sure to get in some classic country. Obviously, we had some unique challenges with the pandemic this year, but I'm thrilled to have my buddies the Swan Brothers featured on the title track, and both co-writers and vocalists. They're featured in a lot of the songs. Remember the Swan Brothers?
They were on The Voice.
They were on The Voice. Exactly. So Blake's obviously still working with those guys. Also celebrating his 20th anniversary of his breakthrough hit Austin by putting out a limited edition 7-inch vinyl record, which will be available on his website.
It's amazing how, you know, when you can't tour, all of a sudden you change your tune about putting out an album.
It's not like he needs the money.
I know. He's making like 25 mil from just The Voice.
Exactly. And a couple of big birthdays today. Justin Moore celebrates his 37th birthday. Jordan Davis celebrates his 33rd birthday. And Thomas Rhett turns 31 today. So I figured we'll play one of my favorite Thomas Rhett songs, T-Shirt. And you got some big news. We got a big celebrity coming up on the phone.
We all got some big news. Skye McCreery going to be on the phone here in about two songs. We'll play his new one next. And by the way, we got a little trick we're going to play on Scotty, too, all right? It's coming up. Here's TR. U-Time, that's new from Skye McCreery on 99.5 QYK. All right, here we go. He's on the phone right now with us. Scotty, you've been doing a little traveling lately, huh?
Yeah, we did. This is our first trip in forever, and we went down to Antigua, down to get to a little warmth away from the winter here in Carolina.
Yeah, man, it looked awesome.
Yeah, we had fun. We were kind of a little iffy at first, but they had really good protocols. Everybody had to be tested, so it was fun. It was a good getaway.
Very nice, man. Well, I know that you are a huge Pats fan, a huge Tom Brady fan, and some big things have happened here in Tampa Bay, I'm sure, as you know.
Woo!
Dude, I tell you, I was a huge Bucks fan last season. I mean, Tom gave us 20 great years. I'm a Patriots fan. My dad's from up there, so. There were some people who were like very hateful. They're like, well, you know, forget Tom, but I was very much on the, hey, we had a lot of good memories. I hope he does well. So
yeah.
That was fun to watch. Oh, absolutely. Sorry, that was my dog, Moose. Anytime he
Yeah, Moose is going off right now.
But yeah, no, he absolutely crushed it. And like, get on a team in his very first year, he's already taken the Super Bowl, and I think he might do it again next year.
Yeah, why not? They're signing the right guys back, that's for sure. You know, it's funny that you say that you're such a big fan of Tom Brady, because he's actually a huge fan of yours. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he actually mentioned you in a couple press conferences. I'm just going to let you hear it right here. Check this out.
You know, it's just a great job by Scotty, running a great route, getting open, and I just tried to lay it out there for him to go grab it.
Yeah, I mean, you said Scotty right there, loud and clear. He's very happy. And, man, you ran one heck of a route, too.
Dude, thank you. You know, I've been working on that for a while, and it's great to see the mutual love that, you know, we have between each other. That's amazing.
Yeah, and we couldn't shut him up. He kept going. Check this out.
made a few critical third downs, made a critical fourth down, and then hit the deep throw to Scotty, and he made a great catch. So he's been doing that all year for us.
Yeah, man.
Doing it all year.
We can't thank you enough, Scotty.
You know, it was my pleasure. I've been working on this speed and those routes for so long. I was glad to see it pay off. You know?
Yeah, what do you want to tell the haters that said, you know what, we don't need Scotty McCreary on the Buccaneers when they first got you? What do you want to say to the haters?
Dude, I mean, it's just, you know, they don't know. Everybody says Scotty doesn't know, but they don't know.
Look at the reference. Scotty. I love it. Scotty doesn't know. I love that. Oh, it's very, very good. Talking to Scotty McCreary right now. Well, let's talk about your music. Let's talk about what's going on with
you,
that.
You Tom.
Dude, that's a great song.
Thanks, man. You know, that's one we wrote a couple years ago, and it kept coming back to it, and it kept getting stuck in my head, and I was like, you know, I think that might be a good sign. So I hope y'all are digging it there in Tampa, and we're fired up about it and fired up to be able to, you know, hopefully start playing it on the road here pretty soon. It's always fun to do that. So I'm keeping the fingers crossed.
You know, and the song's all about having balance in a relationship, which I know that we all think is important, but, you know, being a guy, and this has been kind of a weird year, I know, but, you know, when you were engaged and dating and out on the road, you know, doing a ton of dates, did you find yourself really have to adjust to make time for your now wife?
Yeah, absolutely. That was kind of where the song came from, just because obviously my schedule is so crazy, and my wife was a pediatric nurse, so her schedule was nuts. And so, I mean, there were so many nights where I'd come back from like a 5-day run, have 2 days at home, and she'd be heading out the door to work 2 night shifts in a row. So we just, you know, weren't getting to spend a lot of time together. So that's where the song came from. And, you know, here we are now, and we're getting, you know, nothing but you time just being home so much. But the song still, the sentiment still, you know, holds true.
We're talking to Scotty McCreary. Now, since Tom Brady is such a big fan of yours, we've all heard it. Are you coming to Tampa anytime soon?
Dude, when you told me that and you said you had like a press conference, my heart dropped.
Hey, you don't know. He probably listens to You Time and all your other great songs, man. Come on. He probably followed you since you were on Idol.
Definitely. That's definitely what's playing in his headphones right before every game.
Have you ever had the chance to meet him?
You know, so I've done a few things with the Pats. I played a few, like, pre-Super Bowl parties for him. And Tom is just kind of, back in the day, at least with them, there was the team, and then Tom was kind of in his own separate area, because, I mean, it's just, if he wasn't, he'd get big and clobbered by everybody. So that, and then one time I did Good Morning America, and he was on with me, and he was in the room next door to me, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is my chance to meet him. But he had like 7 foot tall, I mean, just Russian guys in suits and sunglasses guarding his door. It was pretty intimidating.
I'm here to see Tom. Is that okay?
Exactly. This is Scotty. Yeah, I run the good routes for him.
Yeah, I sing. I was an American Idol. And do you think I could talk to him for a second? Right.
I think that'd go over really well.
He's a huge fan of our morning show. Tom texts us and calls in the show all the time. So we're going to get our people to see if we can get your people, and we'll see if we can make a meeting for you.
Kevin, you're up. Dude, that's our people. Absolutely. Hey, brother, we're so glad to have you on the phone. Man, we love seeing you and your wife getting to travel a little bit and enjoy your time together. Get it? Your time? All right, your time. All right, cool.
Hey, here we go.
We're pros over here. But it's good to hear your voice, and I'm just so excited to see you back out on the road and doing your thing, because it's definitely an experience to see a Scotty McCreary show. So,
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on with us, man, and give our best to Moose and the wife and everybody else, all right?
Hey, appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for making my heart skip a beat. Thank
you. We got you. Talk to you later, man.
Y'all be good.
Well, good news is it's not on fire.
I'm like, whoa,
no,
I hope
it's not.
Not
on fire. It's all right. 995 QIK, Jared, Lana, Kevin here, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So we've been talking about this for a while. Kevin has been waiting on this new roof, waiting for when they're going to schedule this. Mm-hmm. Finally, it was scheduled yesterday. He was very excited about it, obviously, getting a new roof on your house, especially as, you know, Kevin being very proud of his home, which he should be. And he's like, you know what? I'm getting a new roof.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Little twist that maybe he did not account for. Kevin, kind of walk us through your day yesterday.
Took the kids to school. They were showing up by 7:30, so I knew I had enough time to get back before they started working. And then I was like, yeah, everything's good. Both gates are open. Go on. There's power here, power in the back, whatever you need.
Like the best homeowner ever for some guys coming at your house.
I was going to say,
do you have a cooler with water?
They brought their own cooler because I always check. It's like if someone's wearing my house, I like to offer water.
Sure
so,
you do.
But they had their own cooler and everything. So then I sat down and I was actually doing stuff for the show yesterday on my computer. And then this started happening.
It's him in his house.
That's me sitting at the dining room table, and they are just pounding away at the top of the roof. It sounded like they're about to come through the ceiling, which, hey, I guess this is the way. Everyone who has sat at home and been there when they've redone a roof, it is extremely loud. That was nothing. Wait till there's like 10 guys doing that all at the same time. I was like, oh my God, my head.
You've never been home when somebody's working on your roof? It's the worst.
I've never been. I've never been. It's my first time I'm replacing a roof.
Isn't that great?
It was horrible.
I was getting a headache the whole time. I was very excited about the roof, but then it was just... That ain't reindeer, I'll tell you that.
No.
Donner? Blitzen, knock it off. Come on.
All day. And then it rained.
Go ahead.
And then it rained twice. Not just once. We haven't had rain in a month.
No.
It rained not just once. It rained twice. And then when I left this morning, which delayed it, so now they have to finish up today. Fine. Totally fine.
You're like, no, they're doing it in one day. I'm like, nobody can do a roof in one day.
They could have, but then it rained twice, so they had to stop for a little while. And then when I left this morning, I mean, it was an utter deluge outside. And I'm like, great. This is perfect. Like, literally, we need the rain, but not these past 2 days.
I just imagine.
And it had to happen.
I just imagine him in his house. We both know Kevin. Trying to work away because he was even working for us at home yesterday, even though he took the day off. It was great. And he just sitting there going, what? Looking up, knowing that they're doing. Obviously, that's what it's going to sound like. But man,
it's just
for how many hours?
And then I sat down. I'm like, I'm going to put on a movie. A loud movie, so it's kind of maybe dry. Sort of did, but it was hard to pay attention. And I'm sitting in the chair, and I can feel the chair vibrating. Like, it's that loud up there. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Shawshank Redemption is not that loud of a movie. All right, coming up next. By the way, how's it looking?
Looking great. Can't wait till it's totally done. I'm so excited about
it. Looking great, sounding great. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very excited about this. All right, coming up next, we have an I Feel Good story for you about one of the coolest kids ever to go on American Idol. I'll tell you next. I feel good. All right, so I was talking about this, and I was just so excited to talk about it. He was on American Idol. This kid's name is Alex Miller from Lancaster, Kentucky. Works on a farm with his dad and his grandfather, doing everything. They get up early at 4 in the morning, but he plays little shows around Lancaster, Kentucky, which is a very small town in Kentucky. Well, you may remember his audition, just a very contagious personality. Here it was, the audition.
Well, I'm going to do a little song I wrote for an ex-girlfriend of mine. Hope you all enjoyed it. It's called I'm Over You, So Get Over Me. It goes a little something like this.
So get over me.
Well, time and time again I try, and just when I get you off my mind, you come crawling on your knees, falling, crying and begging, please, but I'm over you, so get over me.
Audition right there, and at the end of the audition, you know, Mr. Luke Bryan had said something to him. Here's what he said.
What happens if you were to ever play the Grand Ole Opry?
Oh, I don't know, man. I'd die and go to heaven.
I think I can make a call at some point.
Well, he got a Zoom call the other day, Alex Miller, that is, from a Mr. Luke Bryan.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, Luke. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Just sitting out here on the back porch.
Did you remember a certain promise that I made you during your audition process?
Oh, I haven't forgot that.
Well, I made some calls to my good friends at the Grand Ole Opry. And they agreed to let my buddy Alex Miller come perform at the Grand
Ole. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And maybe share the stage with you a little bit if you'll have to.
It would be my honor, Mr. Luke Bryan.
I mean, come on. Oh, is there a more genuine kid on the planet right there?
Wow.
I just love it. Wow. So he actually got voted off of Idol. He didn't get through to the next rounds, but he gets to perform at
Who
the Grand Ole Opry.
Who cares about that now? Now he gets to go play the Opry.
Well, think about the people that, hey, great point, but think about the people that don't win. Like, Gabby Barrett finished third, I believe.
Right,
and
right.
She got a huge hit, so who cares?
Yeah, who
He's
cares?
He's getting to be in Nashville in front of the Opry with Luke Bryan. When you have Luke Bryan as your endorser, you're doing all right.
Right. Yeah. And the fact that Luke even has his number and calls him, I mean, you're golden right there. You're fine. I mean, look at Cole Swindell. He started selling out T-shirts for Luke, and now look at him.
Well done, Luke Bryan.
Yeah. We love that guy.
And well done, Alex Miller. That's so cool. No one more deserving. Very, very cool. All right. Luke Bryan down to one right here on 99.5 QYK. Coming up, your 9-10 trending in Tampa Bay with Kevin Ebel. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QYK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA veteran, 23-year radio veteran, pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF graduate.
Go Bulls!
Diamond Club member at the Outback Steakhouse. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that there was a Diamond Club. Did you know that, Lana?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just you walk in, I hand you a blooming onion. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
All right, Kevin.
Where I went Friday night.
That's where he was. Trending in Tampa Bay, what do we got?
Well, it looks like the NFL is going to expand the season game, number of games for the season, from 16 to 17 games.
Sweet, why are they doing that?
More money.
Most likely. Oh. Yeah.
They got to make up for last year.
Yeah. So they're going to make up. So what that happens, so they've already set who the Bucks opponents are going to be for next year. They're playing the AFC East. By the way, Tom Brady returning to New England next year. That's part of the schedule.
Just to play there.
They're playing. The Bucks are playing the Patriots in New England. It was already set before he even came
here. That'll be fun.
Yeah. So if they do expand, which they probably will, the Bucks will play at Indianapolis because they finished second in the division. The Colts finished second in the division. So they're paired up. That's how they're pairing up the teams. So, Lana, in case you're wondering, the Vikings will play the Chargers. You've both finished.
In Los Angeles?
In LA. Both finished third in their division.
Road trip.
Yeah, if you want to fly out there for a loss, go for it. You know, that'd be great.
Aww. So,
Vikings. Woo!
Bucks won the Super Bowl, in case you didn't hear. Yesterday, crews began to build the track for the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete in downtown. So if you're headed downtown, see some barriers going up for the track for the Firestone Grand Prix in St. Pete, which is happening April 23rd through the 25th. If you want to see, go see it, tickets are on sale. Start at $60 for a 3-day general admission. Go to gpstpete.com to get tickets. The Florida State Fair, that's coming up next month. When's it?
April.
Yeah, it was April 22nd through May the 2nd. And so they're going to have the Deep Fried Dash 5K. Deep Fried Dash 5K. So that's going to be happening on May the 1st. It's actually be in person, and you get to run through the fair while it's happening.
Fun.
Starts at 7 in the morning.
Corn dogs cotton candy.
That's right. That's right.
Fried Oreos.
So if you don't want to do it, but you still want to participate in the event, you can do so socially distant, virtually, at home, anytime from April 1st through the 30th. All the proceeds from the Deep Fried Dash, I have to say that,
well done,
will benefit the Florida State Fair Foundation. And finally, Lonnie, you told the story about, is it the
whale? Humpback whale.
It was a humpback whale off Clearwater Beach, right?
Yeah.
Well, very appropriate. Now there's a 12-foot-long great white shark. It's been pinged 30 miles west of Tampa Bay in the waters of the Gulf of Mexico.
How big?
12 foot.
Oof.
Great white shark. Researchers actually tagged her off the coast of Nova Scotia.
Coming in hot.
Last October. And since then, by the way, the name of the shark is Edith.
Ooh, she just Edith. Sounds mean.
Edith with an E.
Edith. Let's not scare everybody that gets in the water. We got a bunch of spring breakers in town right now.
Sharks all
over
the place.
That's one way to get rid of them, but listen, that's enough. I mean, come on.
So sharks everywhere.
So it's Edith with an E on the end.
Edith. Ooh, that's when you know they're mean.
So she's gone.
Meaner.
She's gone from Nova Scotia down the Atlantic coast through the Florida Straits, then up to the Alabama-Mississippi line. Before coming back towards Tampa Bay. 3,000-mile swim Edith has made since October.
Now, if those are, some people are getting worried because I don't like sharks at all, the thing is it is tagged so they can track it. So if it gets close, it's like, all right, we're good.
That's right.
And don't forget, they have about 3,000 teeth.
Okay.
Thanks. Thanks, Lana.
Hold on. Breaking news. Breaking news. Thank you very much, Lana. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the book. Yes, sir.
All right, JR, Lana, Kevin, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. Lana, your highlight of the show, ma'am.
I think it was Kevin's roof. He had some sounds
going.
Well, yesterday he took the day off because he's getting a new roof, and he's never been home when a new roof is getting installed. And I've done three now, and it's loud. And it's funny that Kevin recorded the noise that he heard. Take a listen to what he heard yesterday.
Huh? I just imagine him sitting on his computer right now, just looking up at the air, like rolling his eyes, going, "What's
so loud?"
Well, at least getting it done. It's gonna be finished today, right?
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah,
we got a picture at least.
Of course.
Oh, did you do it before and afters?
I have pictures, yes, Lana.
Yeah.
Who do you think you're talking to?
When
right
I
now,
finally
Lana?
Got to get outside, you know, it's hard to take a picture from inside the house when the roof is on top of you.
The other thing that you're going to want to do, too, is double check. I mean, I'm sure the guys that are doing your roof are good guys, but check for those nails, man.
I told them that about his cars, because they do when they, I mean,
hit
everyone.
There's so many, and they can't get them all, but yeah, just make sure you check, because you don't want to be backing over a nail.
Lana did get her roofer some Groupon, so that's the other thing you do want to remember, okay? So it happened three times, she said.
Oh, my.
All right, your highlight of the show, sir.
We talked to Scotty McCreary this morning. He has U Time. JR loves U Time.
Love
that's a great song. So we decided to play a little prank on him. It involves Tom Brady, let's just say that. And you can hear the whole interview on our 99.5 QYK Facebook page.
All right, have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.